Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're going to start off right away with callers because Dr. Allen is live and on the air with you tonight to answer your questions. So let's get it going. We want to thank Ronan at our switchboard and the One Institute for bringing us to be here with you each and every Thursday. And there we go. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. So my name is Maya, and my scenario is this. I never lost touch with someone I dated years ago, and David now is texting me and telling me that he's now ready to live a real life. So I asked him what he meant by real life, and he said, well, to have some life, have our own family. And then I asked him, do you really want that? And he said, I do. But that it's time to do it, and then I suggested to talk on the phone tomorrow. And my question to Dr. Pat is, how do I ask these questions? Do I come that very direct? How do I know he's serious and that I'm not his last choice?
What difference does it make if you're his last choice, if you're on the list?
Oh, I see. Because we have been going back and forth for so many years. We have been trying, and he's always disappearing.
He said, if I'm correctly listening, he said, I'm ready to settle down.
All right.
Am I accurate?
Yes. Well, how do I ask him he's really serious? He's been saying this
Ask him to portray his fantasy with you, and what actual actions have to take place.
All right. So,
remember the three words: passive, patient, and vulnerable. Now, passivity means you ask him, "What is it you want from me, sir?" Remember, we women do better when we maintain our right to say no thank you. We don't do very well unless we like being men when we say we want things. So I believe that, contrary to The Secret, the movie, I believe that no is very valuable and part of the I Ching system, which is the inner soul of man and woman must negotiate. And our inner soul, the animus, is no. And his inner soul is, I want to settle down. So your best bet is to simply say, what is it you want of me, sir? And how do you want to put it into operation? Because that keeps you in a position of veto.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow.
Does that answer it?
Yeah, well, in a way, I want to know, like, how do I, I am a woman, and I am considering myself as a feminine, person. So I don't want to come out too strong, because that's not my
personality. Wait a minute.
Personality.
Did you hear what I said? I want
yes.
you to be enigmatic and mystical. I want you to simply say, what do you want of me, sir? And how do you want to put it into operation?
Great. Thank you.
Him in a leadership position, you in a passive position, but with the power of the veto.
Got it. And I have one more question, Dr. Pat. So I have another scenario with another person that I'm dating, and we have been dating, and he said to me that he wanted me to come to his apartment for a takeout and for a movie. And my answer in texting was, well, let me think about it. So after that, he then wrote to me that maybe this is not going anywhere, that he feels he's running uphill and he doesn't.
Do you understand what you said? He invited you to a little party with him, did he not?
Yes.
And for what reason did you reject him?
Because I'm not sure he is the one. So I don't want
to have
waste
a party to have a date with?
Yes.
I want you to date each man, unless he's wearing a striped suit called jail, 3 times.
Oh, I did 3 times with him. I did 3 times already.
Have you already voted him off the list?
No, I haven't.
Well, then what is the reason you signaled him to go away?
I'm just afraid to
there,
lead him
stop
on.
Stop right there. The fact that you're afraid means you're a powerful woman that wants to be sure you're in control, competitive, and conquering. That makes you a man, and he fired you on the spot.
Yes, it's true.
And I want you, is your mother a man? Did she show you how to do this?
Sometimes. She's sometimes a woman and a man.
What?
Sometimes she is a man. And sometimes it depends on the scenario.
Yes, but what I'm hearing is you played male with him when you used your veto right to reject him.
I understand. So how is it okay if I said I changed my mind, I'd like to come, or just leave it at that?
You're better off saying I turned you down because I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid you're a better man than I am, and I will be surrendering my power to you.
I see. All right.
But maybe you don't want to surrender. Have you ever been married?
Yes, once.
And were you the man or the woman?
I was nothing. I was so depressed. And this man was gay, by the way. At the end, he turned up to be gay.
Who asked who to marry? Did you ask him?
Yes.
Then I want you to see how masculine, competitive, conquering, and controlling you literally got a gay man to marry you. That's power.
Yeah, I know. I mean, well, he married me also because he wanted... Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
He wanted to be married. He may have wanted to practice being straight.
Right. Correct.
The gay life is often fraught with danger and can be very painful. I know of some gay men and women who don't want to live the gay lifestyle, but want to find a human being that is willing to explore a transgender relationship in which somebody acts feminine when they're really masculine and somebody acts masculine when they're really feminine. But they choose it, and I support it.
Yeah, Dr. Allen, so what is your advice? I mean, I think that I am a little confused because sometimes I play the man and sometimes I want to be the woman who's having a male to support her, to, cherish her. And I want to be strong,
too.
How
can a man cherish you? How can a man cherish you when you don't respect him? We have to respect them so that they feel safe. Remember, the soul of a man, the anima, is very, very sensitive. They keep all their power in their body. We, on the other hand, have smaller bodies, hopefully. but we have more powerful souls. No, I'm not going to have sex with you. No, I'm not going to have lunch with you because I'm afraid of you, and I want you to know I'm running the show. Your mm-hmm. message to men in this conversation with me is that you want to be the man.
I understand. Oh, and that was not my intention at all.
But do you see, you said he asked me to go out, and I said no.
I understand, yeah. I'm going to be looking at that very carefully.
I want you to.
Yeah.
Because remember the three words, passive. That means you're not asking them to marry you, you know. You want to. I have no problem with women being masculine if they know they want to be that. But you say you want to be cherished, and then you don't respect.
I understand. Okay.
So passive means you are not the leader. He is.
All right.
Patience is you give him time to learn to be your friend.
Okay.
And vulnerable to his leadership, unless it's immoral. Raise your right hand. I promise.
Yes. I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
Even when.
Even when.
I'm afraid of them.
I am afraid of them.
I sometimes think I'm smarter than they are.
I think sometimes I am smarter than they are.
And I can do it better than they can.
I can do it better than they can.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise.
I promise.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
To keep my masculine yang mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police.
Unless I have to call the police.
A doctor.
A doctor.
Or a lawyer.
Or a lawyer.
First.
First.
Now, when you listen to this podcast, if it is going to be a podcast, you're going to remember that you called me and said, you know, I want to marry. And I said no to this man. And I did. In other words, you talk like you want to be cherished, but you act like you want to be respected.
Yes. That's a conflict I need to work on. I do.
Then please do and call us back.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you, caller. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's interesting, Dr. Allen. I think it's interesting that you said, what difference does it make where you're at on the list as long as you're on the list? And
yeah, right.
And the other thing, too, is what's that old adage? Save the best for last.
Yes.
So.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi, Dr. Allen. I listen to
Hello.
You all the time. I really need your advice. So I have been a mistress for 24 years.
Congratulations.
You just recently passed.
Remember, I'm a therapist, not a moralist.
Okay. He just recently passed, and it's really hard for me to get back out there in the dating world. It's hard.
What's
it's hard,
hard about
I compare
it? Have you gained 50 pounds?
No, he's deceased. He's gone. He's deceased. So for me to start dating now, it's hard for me to date and meet men.
What's
you know,
hard?
Because they're not. I don't know. It's just me.
You want?
I don't feel like they're sincere.
You are committing to being a widow. How long are you going to do it? The average time is 2 years. See, there's two ways
okay.
to get over a death and a divorce. Wait 2 years until you get itchy and want someone, or get out there and start floundering around it like the rest of us, and get something started before 2 years are over. You want to do 2 years of grieving, which is natural, whether it's a divorce or a death. You want to let it be according to nature's law, or do you want to threaten nature's law by putting yourself out there, going to dance class, doing this or that, going to church and going to that boring coffee after church where people socialize?
Okay. I'll try that.
All right.
I'll try that.
Once a week, do something, mingle, go to a mingle. I'm going to advertise something that is out there. My social calendar is a nice thing to do for people with similar interests. It isn't for dating, it's for interest, my social calendar.
Okay.
You want to explore that?
I will. In the meantime, even though I was with...
How old are you?
No, I'm 58. I don't have a lot of time to wait 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. But it's okay if you want to wait 2 years.
No, I don't think so. I want to get out.
Once a week to go to a place where the men and women have fun. They either, you know, are dancing or they're playing golf or they're listening to a lecture or having coffee. Starbucks is a bar without booze.
Okay. I'll try it.
Social place. What?
I'll say I'll definitely try it.
And look them in the eyes and smile.
I know the art of flirting from you, and it works quite well. And I've done it, and it works quite well.
Take your mistress body out there and get either another man who's married or get a man who isn't married.
I prefer single at this point right now, yes.
Okay, well, that's all right.
In the meantime, there I had been, you know, going out because he was married and you know, I did need companionship. And I met, like, two other gentlemen. And 'cause I like professional men. I like professional men. And this gentleman is single, but he's just so
you
not
like
consistent.
Alphas.
I don't understand him. I do. But I'm an alpha, too. I don't jostle, but I'm an alpha, too. And I do like alpha men, successful alpha men, and
very
I can be
good.
Professional
so the,
as well.
The four of you can wrestle intellectually, physically, spiritually. Do you see?
Yes, I do. But this particular gentleman, he's just so iffy. And I know you say to give them 8 weeks and send them a hi-bye letter, but, like, we'll go out, we'll have a great time. And, like, for, like, 2-3 straight months in a row, and then we are. And I don't want to chase him, and I'm not trying to be his mother. But I don't
Why not just accept the fact that he keeps things on a, when it gets too hot, he cools it off?
Okay. Okay. I will. I've heard you say that earlier last week to someone. I won't take that in consideration. And then there's another one that I've met. And he's demographically
single. Married or single?
Single. Everybody is single.
Okay.
Single. Okay. He's demographically undesirable. He's a professional as well. And I met him through an event. And he calls me every day. He checks on me every day. He's been been a gentleman. Demographically undesirable. He lives far away. He lives in Seattle, Washington.
Too much togetherness dulls chemistry. Seeing him once a month for a weekend may be more fun than having him right next door.
Okay. So it's normal for me to have this long-distance relationship and just talk on the phone? It's okay, you think?
Honey, for the right chemistry, it's normal. Do you have chemistry for this man?
I don't know. I'm still like in that mourning phase. I don't know. But I like him because he's a gentleman. He's respectful.
Well,
you know, I like that part of him.
You're not liking him. You're liking him because he's friendly. You're looking for companionship.
I am.
Not for a lover.
I'm not.
But a good lover is always a friend to start with.
Okay.
Otherwise, there's no grounding.
Okay. I hear exactly what you're saying. Well, I will take your advice and work with it. I will take it. I will go places once a week because I'm an attractive woman, so I don't have a problem meeting men. It's just that I just think most of them are like grimy and sleazy and just want to have sex, and I don't want to do that. I want someone of substance. I want a relationship. I just don't want to.
Then would you please get out there once a week to find them?
Okay.
You've got to present yourself.
I will.
They're not Santa Claus. They don't come down the chimney. You have to present yourself and flirt so that they know that they're safe approaching you. Drunks and nerds can approach anybody, but a gentleman must be signaled that it's acceptable. Remember that men are sensitive inside, no matter how strong outside.
I will remember. And I want to tell you, your art of flirting, just looking at them and smiling in 5 seconds and looking away with that smile, is everything. It really works.
It's presenting. It's part of the animal kingdom. Showing your teeth.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. And bye, Kelly. Thank you.
Good.
Bye. Thank you, caller. I love that. And the flirt does work. And yeah, sometimes you got to step back out there out of that comfort zone, even though, you know, you're in grieving mode. So I think we've got another caller coming up. Let me see. There we go. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Oh, did we drop our caller? Oh, there she is. Hi, caller.
I'm here. Hi.
Hi.
I have a dilemma I need help with, Dr. Allen.
Good. May everyone have a dilemma. There's nothing better for the brain than a dilemma to solve.
A man has been dating me for 9 months, and
has it gone as far as sex?
Yeah, we are having sex for the last month.
Are you in a commitment?
Yeah, I'm his girlfriend.
So what's the dilemma?
Before we became exclusive, I found out, he told me that he was pursuing another woman. So she was number one, and I was number two.
And you are number two.
Yeah, but she would reject him, accept him, reject him, accept him, and she did not want to have an exclusive relationship with him. So he decided in October...
get another woman. You do know that humanoids basically are not monogamous animals.
I'm monogamous.
No.
I like
we're
being
not
monogamous.
Built for monogamy. Nature's way is polyamorous.
I've heard you say that before.
There's a wonderful book called The Myth of Monogamy. And one of the authors is Barish. The myth of monogamy. People say, well, penguins are monogamous. For one season, they're monogamous. We humans discipline. We women are slightly less polyamorous than they are. But we are tempted always to have more than one. So is that your dilemma? You have more than one?
No, he has more than one. So she ended up not wanting him.
Do you get a piece of him often enough to make it worth your while?
Yeah, I'm his girlfriend. We're in an exclusive relationship, but when he had
No. If what you say is true, you're in a primary relationship. That means that you may be the only one he's having sex with, but he's dating other people too.
So
is that what you're saying to me?
Well, yeah. That is what is happening, but that wasn't the agreement.
He's breaking his commitment to monogamy.
Yes.
Sexual monogamy.
I'm not sure if they're having sex. So in October, he asked me
to be exclusive. Tell me, I want you to feel into your guts where your neurotransmitters are. Feel into your guts as to whether you believe that he is making love to another woman physically. Is that true or false?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
His behavior? Is anybody signaling you that he is having sex with somebody else? He may be socializing with other people because he's already bent out of shape with the back and forth movement of the other lady. So he's backing up his choice with you by making sure there's somebody there if you do the same thing.
So I've broken up with him twice because he's backed out on his commitment that we are exclusive socially.
How did you get back together again? Did you chase him or did he chase you?
The first time, he said that she's number one and I'm number two, but when she's off the radar, I'm number one. And he said she's off the radar.
Why wouldn't she be if she's off the radar?
But
that's what I found out about having a backup.
Wait, say that again, Dr. Allen?
That's what I told you when I said he has a backup. You're his backup to her.
Yeah, but so then she keeps coming back, and so...
I know that. That's their game.
I'm miserable. So say that again?
You're the space filler. When she's busy, he goes with you.
Yeah, but I have the title of girlfriend. And
well,
he says
you
that
have the
he's
title,
exclusive.
You have the job of girlfriend in order to have sex with someone. When she's off the screen, he's not getting laid. Have you ever considered not having sex with him unless she's off the game?
Yeah, so that's why I broke up with him, because I found out he promised me that he wasn't going to communicate with her at all, and so I would be number one. But I found out that they were communicating, so I broke up with him. And he pursued me with roses and begged me back, promising that he was not going
to
communicate with her anymore.
Social and sexual monogamy. Have you ever had a commitment to social and sexual monogamy?
With
him?
Me?
Yeah.
Have I?
Has he ever kept an agreement for social and sexual monogamy? Or is it simply when she's gone, you're on? What's your gut say?
Well, he's lied
How
to
does
me
he change?
The third time now. So the second time I found out that he lied again and he was communicating with her again.
Communicating or making love? Was he doing sex too?
He says he was not.
Do you believe him?
I did, but now I'm doubtful.
Do you
I'm
believe
not sure.
him now?
Well, I can't believe what he tells me now, because...
All right. So do
so
you
now
want
I
to
found
share
out
him
again
with...
that he's...
What?
So, I dumped him again, but then... And he promised me he was not going to communicate with her, so then I went back to him the second time. But yesterday, I found out that... I found some messages on his computer, and
yep.
I think they met during Christmas Eve and Christmas when I was out of town. And from the messages, I'm assuming that they met and exchanged gifts. And
I
he's been
that.
Messaging her in the
so
evening,
are you saying
like at 11 o'clock at
you
night.
You want to dump him and lose that essence in your life? Do you not want to enjoy him? Yes, he has two women, you and another woman. Do you get quality time when you're with him?
So his argument is that he gives me most all his time, which is
that
true.
That he's willing to give.
Yeah, but I told him
I
that's true.
I asked you a question. Are you getting quality
to be...
time and treatment?
Yeah, he takes me out, he spends money on me, he took me to Vegas, he makes love to me,
so
but
now do you
I
understand
get,
the reason mm-hmm. that you keep him? Your body's voting to be polyamorous.
Well, I've been sick all day after... discovering that he's been lying to me for the third time, and so I thought about all day if I should call the other girl and ask her if they've had sex or not. So I'm actually considering contacting the other woman.
Feel free. Do you have her number?
Is that okay? Because I am
Why not?
Technically his girlfriend. I have a right to do that, right?
I don't think there's anything technical about the title of girlfriend if you know he has another girlfriend. You're one of his girlfriends. And if that's okay with you, it's okay with me.
I don't think it's okay. It's not okay with me. Like, I've been sick all
but
day.
But you have done this three times.
But he told me that I would be the only. That was the agreement.
I understand
so
that, but now you know that's not
it.
True.
So
I have
if,
no problem with you accepting your spot in his cage or whatever
number,
you want to call it.
So she's number one and I'm space filler? That agreement?
That's right. She's number one. And you get the leftovers.
I don't want to do that. I don't want that. Is there any way to negotiate?
Do you want to terminate him? Or is he valuable enough to keep, even when you're number two?
Is there no way to negotiate anything?
Darling, he's not negotiating. He's told you. She's number one, you're number two.
Well,
and by keeping you agree.
Well, he's now telling me that she's a fling and I'm...
He's a what?
Now he's telling me that she's, like, he just made out with her and she's a friend and that he's in love with me, is what he's saying. But I don't believe... him if he ended up meeting her on Christmas without my knowing.
I understand that. Therefore, do you accept being number two in his harem?
No, I don't want it. I don't want that at all. I want to be number one.
How about we change your title to fiance? Get a ring.
He doesn't. Okay, so he threw me a whammy, and I talked to you about this 2 weeks ago. He's saying that all of a sudden that he doesn't want kids. He knows that's a deal breaker for me. So now he's buying time by saying that he's not sure he wants kids. So he knows that I won't put the ring on my finger unless he wants children. So this is
then
how
why
he
don't
set it
you
up.
Get, why don't you get another man to date so he has two people and you have two people?
Why would I want two?
But he doesn't want to be one. He's got a woman he's in love with who comes and goes, maybe bipolar, who knows what she is. And you want him to stop seeing her, but you can't and won't stop him by leaving him. You'll get sick at him. You might even call his woman, but you won't get rid of him, which means you're bonded and you already belong to him. Well, if he wants to be polyamorous, your best bet is to imitate him and start dating other men. Men don't like sharing their women as much as women are willing to share their men.
And you might look for a man who's not only marriage-minded, but also wants to have children, since that's the thing that you want. You're kind of lacking some compatibility. If you want children,
yeah,
and
he
doesn't.
Yeah, he changed it. He said he wanted children when he was courting me, and then after we became exclusive, and after I found out about the other woman.
Why don't we just listen to his last contract? He doesn't want kids. He doesn't want to be monogamous. What are you there for? If you want him, share him. If you don't want him, leave him.
Leave him. That would be my, if I dated around, I would have to tell him that I'm going to start dating other men again, right?
That's what I just told you to do. Start dating other men non-sexually, because you don't believe in polyamorous sex. Start dating other men and see what he does about it.
And tell him that I'm going to date other
men.
Yes.
Tell him, but I caught you with this. Yes.
But then we would not be girlfriend-boyfriend anymore, in my definition.
No, dear. You'll be two polyamorous people.
I can't do that. So I would rather turn into a relationship with him and
then
go find somebody else.
Then do it.
So my birthday's in a week. His birthday's the week after.
Wait a minute, honey. Wait a minute. I do not want to talk about this anymore.
Okay. I understand.
Keep him and get another one for yourself, or keep him even if he's got her, or don't keep him at all.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I understand, Dr. Allen. Thank you.
Good luck, caller.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Good luck.
Okay. Three-time deal breaker. I could see that being problematic.
She's in love with him more than herself.
Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. This lady here. It looks like we have another call coming in. Let me check.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi. Thanks. So, Dr. Allen, I have a question for you. So a guy has been dating me. We've gone out for a couple of dates, and I'm trying my hardest to be feminine because I've called a couple of times and you've told me that I'm very masculine. So he lives about an hour and a half from where I am. And yes. So for the weekend, he has this whole thing planned out. Like, I'll drive over there, we'll have dinner, and then we'll go for a concert. And then he also asked me if I could spend the night at his place. So
to have a slumber party. That doesn't mean you have to have sex.
Right. Well, we'll get to that. So the first thing that happened, was as he was telling me where he wanted us to go for dinner, I told him that, you know, I didn't like that type of food, and I tried to follow your system. Like, oh, thank you for planning the date, but I don't like that type of food. You know, what do you think about us going somewhere else? So he didn't sound too happy about that. And he was like, oh, don't worry, I'll order for you and you'll be fine with whatever I order.
So you pulled your balls out and used them.
He did. He said that he would order
for me. No, honey, do you understand? In every restaurant, there is something there, even if it's just the rolls and the butter, for you to nibble on. You literally turned down a date for food.
Well, I really don't like that type of food, so how is it bad for me to tell him?
Tell me what kind of food you're talking about. I don't like Chinese. I don't like what?
I don't like Mexican food.
I understand that. What about taco chips on the table?
Actually, that's what I really don't like. I don't like...
Oh, you don't like... What do you like?
I don't like... I don't know. If we had gone to maybe a Chinese place or an Indian restaurant or something...
The point of what I'm saying is, if you don't want to eat the food and you're willing to go to the place, you haven't been forced to do anything, and he can eat whatever he wants to eat by himself.
But isn't Tim, like, trying to be good, like a good communicator by just telling him I don't like that? I mean, I'm driving all the way
you're
an hour and
an
a half.
Excellent.
I don't want to be hungry.
Well, then eat before you go.
Well, that's what I decided I would do since he didn't listen
and
to me.
And did you go to that place?
No, we're going this weekend, but my plan is that I'm going to eat elsewhere before we go there, before I meet up
Fine.
With him.
So which is more important, being at a table where he's eating or having a restaurant where you can eat?
Well, I mean, if this is going to go somewhere, shouldn't I be honest with him about what I like and don't like? Isn't that the whole point?
Only if you want to be single.
I think I'm so confused now about how to be feminine, because I thought I was being
feminine
by telling him what I didn't want.
You remember what it says? Raise your right hand again.
Mm-hmm.
I promise. To respect the man that eats Mexican food.
To respect the man that eats Mexican food.
As long as the restaurant has water.
As long as the restaurant has water.
Period. In other words, you're using the excuse of food as a way to sabotage showing him your respect for his leadership. I thought that when you go on a date, you're going on a date to be with another human being.
Right, yeah. But then, I mean...
You're not going... You're not going on a date to eat the food you want if he wants to pull rank. He's testing you for passive, patient, and vulnerable.
So let's say, for example, I didn't have time to get myself something before I meet with him, and I was sincerely hungry.
No, I'm not doing hypothetical. There is no such animal as you didn't have time to eat.
And there's really, and be honest with us, and be honest with yourself. There's got to be a salad at a Mexican restaurant, and some Mexican restaurants even have American fare, like a hamburger or a steak or something else. So if he was important enough, you wouldn't be asking for more, better, or different.
That's true. Okay. All right. So the second part of, okay, I'll do that. I'll go there. I'll meet him, and I'll find something on the menu that I can eat.
Yes, be gracious.
Good. Okay. The other part of this was he asked me to spend time at his place.
I said the slumber party.
Right, the slumber party. But right now, if I can be honest, I'm having my period. And when I have my period, I just don't want to spend time with a man. So how do I tell him that without, I guess...
What's he going to be doing with your vagina that has anything to do with the slumber party?
Nothing. It's just, I just like having my own space when it's that time.
Honey, you are a wonderful single spinster. Keep it up.
Because if you're looking to get married, I've got news for you. Your husband's not moving out 1 week a month.
Well, I've always thought that we would get... I've always thought once I get married, I would spend time in a different room when it's that time.
Okay, so you know what, darling? You need a wussy man.
A what man?
Wussy.
Yeah, big
a wussy
wuss.
Little boy. Is your mother a man?
Yeah, you've asked me that before, and yes, she was very masculine.
Okay, well, masculine. Guess who's following? Do you understand you're doing spinster?
Yeah, I don't want that.
But you're doing it. You're not finding ways to be positive about your dates. You're finding ways to be negative. So why don't you just say, it's my way or the highway from the first moment? Maybe put an ad in a magazine or a newspaper, me man, you woman, or else.
No, I want to be the feminine.
I don't believe you, not even slightly.
No, I really do. I might be
then
laughing,
would you
but
please,
I really do.
Would you please be passive, patient, and vulnerable to the leadership as long as it's moral, ethical, and legal? Would you please do that?
Yes, I will do that.
And call us back with the results.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got to hear this. We need to know.
All right. I'll keep you posted on how this weekend goes.
Good. Okay. Excellent.
Thank you, caller.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Monday, January 21st is our LA seminar. And for the rest of the dates in 2019, go to www.drpatallen.com. I want to remind you all, because I get a lot of questions about this, and I want to remind everybody again, Pat does do private telephone appointments. You can call up the office, or you can go to info@drpatallen.com to find out about how to book a private appointment, private telephone appointment. And it starts at 15 minutes and goes up, and you can talk about anything you want to talk about, and you'll get words of wisdom from Dr. Allen. So, Dr. Allen, what do you have to say before we go tonight?
The only way out of a negative feeling is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? What do I have that I don't want? And then do what it takes to get or get rid of the subject.
Well, I think that's amazing. And yeah, that was amazing. Find something to eat at the restaurant if he's taking you out to dinner. We love you all.
That's right.
We cannot wait to hear from you next week. We'll be back, and take care. Be safe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.